Hotels, they're usually associated with a relaxing vacation, except when there's ghosts. These are tales of haunted hotels. Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos y más. This is Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk. This is Christina.
And this is MJ.
And this is another episode of Spooky Tales. I think we're at 29, 28. I don't know.
29, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Spooky Tales. Today, we're talking about haunted hotels. But before we do that, I have a listener story. It's a good one. This was sent in to us by Ghost Train. So he says, hello, Christina and MJ. Hi, Ghost Train. Okay, let me go on now. I'm an atheist. Whether or not that is always the case remains to be seen. However, I am never one to deny or belittle what anyone else says they saw or what they believe. You know, that's how I am too. Because sometimes I'm like, God's not real. And then, you know, if something scary happens, I'm like, ay, Virgencita. Santa Maria, Mary, Madre de Dios. Yes, but other times I'm like atheist too, so yeah, I feel that, but I'm never gonna belittle someone, or I'm straight up just not religious.
I will belittle flat earthers.
Oh, my bad, let me rephrase that. I'm never gonna belittle someone who says they had a paranormal experience, but I will belittle anti-vaxxers and flat earthers.
Both of them are free. Both of them are passes for me a little bit.
No. Anyway, let's go back to the SIBO. So, yes.
Hold on. We're going to get a whole email of anti-vaxxer listeners.
On with the email. About 3 weeks ago, around the same time a friend of mine was seeing a child shadow, my son also had an encounter of his own. So here's what he told me. I couldn't sleep and there was a weird noise. I don't know what it was, and there was no lights. It looked like a shadow and just some kid that was awkwardly watching me. Oh my God. That was me. Sorry. That freaks me out. Oh my God. Okay. Back to the email. And one of my worst fears is being spied on. It was 3:45 a.m. and I just see this shadow. I knew it had hair, but it was a weird shadow thing and it was really weird. And then a week after, it was actually in my room, parentheses. I'm just finding out it was my room as I type this. What the fuck? That was Ghost Train, not his son. And parentheses. This is his son now. So you're cursed now. Oh my God. So you're cursed now. And I just got done using the bathroom and I just see some weird shadow face, and it was a shadow face with a hand in your room. and I looked at it. Oh God. Okay. And then I looked at it right in the eyes and I just ran downstairs. I went back up to look again. It was gone. So you're dead. So that's what his son's telling him, because he saw the shadow in his room.
No, yeah, chill. I mean,
understandable. And then Ghost Train goes on to say, so that was my son's story, which I don't know that second part, so I'm just gonna click send message and then set the house on fire just in case. Thanks for reading and thanks for the great show. Stay spooky. Thanks for the great story. And I love where he's like, so yeah, you're dead now, you're screwed, you're cursed, it was in your room.
No chill. I freaking love that.
Right?
That's like something my kids would say. Like, you're dead, mom. You saw a shadow person in your room. Good luck with right? that. That sounds like a you problem.
By the way, I saw something in your room, so you might want to deal with that.
Just maybe. Just maybe. A little advice.
That was great. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, haunted hotels. Where's yours from? You said Argentina?
Mine is from Argentina, yes.
Okay, okay. Mine is from Zacatecas, Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I chose... I had a hard time choosing because then I found out that the song Hotel California, which always freaked me the fuck out because it was like... Which I also just found out. I was talking to my husband a little bit ago about this. And I guess the song says you can check out, but you may never leave. Yeah. And I thought it said you can check in, but you can never leave.
Oh, no. I think so. It is. You could check in or check out.
He said it's check out, and he's always right. So
let me look up the lyric.
Like, I'm always wrong about these things. So that's why I believed him. I've been
singing the lyrics wrong this entire time. Oh my god. Okay, I'm looking up the lyrics. Okay.
All right, let's see what they say.
Okay. Yeah, it says you could check out at any time you like, but you can never leave.
Okay, yeah. So check out, not check in. So yeah, he was definitely right, like I suspected after he told me. But yeah, that song always freaked me out. But apparently it's based, there's an actual hotel called Hotel California in Baja California. And that's what the hotel is based on. And there's like a ghost lady seen there, and her name is Maribel.
Well,
So I was going to choose that hotel, but then I changed my mind. But that's why I brought the song up in the first place, because I was like, why did I start talking about this?
Cover that.
Yeah. But back to my hotel. So I did not choose Hotel California. I chose El Hotel Mesón de Jovito, and it's in Zacatecas. It was built in the 1700s and originally was intended to be a private home, just someone's house. But instead, it became a place for travelers to stay with their animals, especially merchants and miners. They would stay, pay gold, and like there was like a stable there for their horses or whatever, and they would sleep there for the night. And then it was also used as a supply point during the Mexican Revolution. And then in 1940, it became a vecindad, or a low-income housing area. And it's been a hotel for less than 25 years. I didn't look up the exact date. I was watching a video that was a video on YouTube that was 11 years old. And at the time, the guy in the video said it's been a hotel for 15 years, which is why I wrote less than 25 years. So I wasn't going to do the math. I didn't feel like it.
Well, you're not wrong.
Right? It's like it's within that time frame.
It's technically true.
So another video I watched about this place, it said that the original owner of the building was a man named Don Jovito, and he was a miner and then a hotel guard. I don't know what that means, though. Guardia del hotel, but like it's like a security guard.
Yeah, like a security guard. Yeah.
Okay. And it was said that he built the place after his wife had passed away after giving birth to their second child. The wife's family took the kids because they were like, you don't have anything for them. You don't have a place for them to live. And so while after the kids were taken from him, he built this huge house. And when he returned for them, they were nowhere to be found. They just, I don't know, took off something. But he was distraught and he opened up the building he had built for his own family to the city, because, you know, now he didn't have a family. They disappeared on him, which just sounds terrible. Like,
that's sad.
The guy's wife passed away. He wanted to stay with his kids and they took him from him because I don't know why they could do that. I guess maybe because just the time that it was.
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. And so... yeah, he opened up the place, and so that's when it became the place for miners and merchants to stay. And the place was named after him. Jovito was his nickname. I forgot his real name, and I didn't write it down. I don't know why. And he stayed in room 107 when he worked there and lived there. And now it's said to be the room with the most paranormal activity.
Oh.
But there's more than just him. There's like a whole bunch of stuff going on in this hotel. There's a painting in the hotel of a little girl with a white dress on, and it's said that she is seen moving around, like her eyes follow people.
Oh hell no! That's like the that's like the typical you know, like the Halloween decorations. Oh no!
And then other times, others have said that sometimes she's completely gone from the painting, and then she is back. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like,
that is,
if it's fake, that's some dedication to like have two different paintings and like just switch them on and off, you know, like, or switch them back and forth.
That would be, that's like a whole, like, going the extra mile to like scare your guests.
Yeah. But this painting, the girl has on a white dress and her makeup is done. And during the times, it was customary. I don't know what the word
I'm looking for is. Yeah, I think it's customary.
Yeah, to do a portrait of someone or a picture of them, a photograph, after they've passed away. So they've passed away, they put them in this clothing and do the makeup.
Yeah,
and then take the picture.
Just, like, prop them up, yep.
Mm-hmm. So this little girl's already passed away in the picture. Yeah, oh, dead. God. And she's wearing this stuff. So, which, you know, makes it a little extra creepy.
I've seen like pictures of those and I'm like, you can tell. Like, they're like,
yeah.
It's really like, I don't know. You just
look
can
all
tell.
Stiff and
yeah. Like, well, dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Other things. So staff have said to receive phone calls from empty rooms, which is typical for a haunted hotel, you know, mm-hmm. That's always said. Others, staff and guests have both heard the laughter of children, especially around 4 a.m. And they've also felt children jumping on beds, but obviously there's no kids there. Others hear horses, like either they're trotting. Is that what horses do? Do they trot? Yeah. Or they're, you know, that noise they make, like they're nay, nay, nay. It's nice. That's what I tell my child that horses do. ¿Qué ruido hacen los caballos? Then he's like, nay, nay, nay. And I'm like, yes. So that's what people hear at 4 a.m. Nay, nay, nay.
Is that a horse?
Yeah, it's a horse. Just outside their window at 4 a.m. Nay, nay.
What the fuck is that?
It's terrible. But no, people hear actual horses, not my horrible neighs. Anyway, it's said that after Don Jovito's passing, the staff began, that's when they began getting complaints from room 107. And people would leave terrified in the middle of the night. So they then decided to build a statue for Don Jovito in an attempt to show him that he was loved while he was alive and to appease his spirit. But that did nothing. Literally changed nothing. However, room 107, if you want to stay there, you have to book it like months in advance because people, you know, looking for this kind of thrill seek room 107. So even though it freaks people out, it's their most booked room.
Oh my God. They want to hear those names.
Yeah, they want to hear the names. The show Extra Normal, which is, we've mentioned it before, it's like the Mexican Ghost Adventures, because I'm pretty sure it's just in Mexico. I don't think that they
probably, I could be wrong. Not. Well, I guess it depends on which network it's on.
I know for a fact it was on a Mexican channel. I remember watching it.
Then it's probably just in Mexico because each country has their own like networks.
Right. Yeah. But the show went there and they left their cameras up during the night and they hung around the room at 3:58 because, you know, it's said that the most activity that happens is at 4 a.m. So they were there and during the recording. And again, these kind of shows, you have to take it with a grain of salt because I've a lot of it is probably faked, you know, but they claim it's real. So we'll pretend it's real, too.
For the sake of this episode.
Yes. So during the recording, doors close by themselves and they have a medium there with them. And so they see the doors closing. They're like, what's going on? And the medium is like, we need to leave. The spirits are angry. So they leave. And on their way out of the room, they see like lamps that were straight before. And they're like, who made these all crooked? Again, I don't know if someone did it, you know, off camera. But they claimed that the cameras were not facing down or the lamps were not facing down. But then they return to the room and the TV is turning on by itself, as well as this candle thing. I don't know what to call it. It's like, you know, those things that are hanging from the wall with a bunch of light bulbs on it. They have a name.
The scones. Chandelier. Oh, chandelier. I was like, I said scones or sconce. My bad. I think I'm just hungry.
Scones sound good, though.
I had blueberry scones the other day.
Nice. yeah, so the chandeliers start swinging back and forth. The people, the guy there is like, who's doing this? Asking the medium. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know, let me pay attention to the voices. I don't know, whatever mediums do, right? And the one of the camera guys is like, hey, I hear the voice of a woman through his earphones. And so she takes them. And then she's like, oh, she's dragging herself across the rug. And then the guy's like all freaked out. He's like, why? Why is she doing this? And then she's like, she wants us to leave. And that's where the episode like ends. It was only like a 7-minute clip that I watched.
Hmm.
So, I mean, still unsettling, you know.
I mean, to be honest, even if it wasn't true, if someone was just hyping it up and actually legit into role playing the, you know, this story, like if there was like a staff that's like legit into like hyping up this story, I'd probably be freaked out. I'd be like, oh my God.
Like, would I go and stay in that room? No.
Yeah, just
when I watch stuff about it? Yeah, yeah.
Will I judge at home? Also, yes.
Yeah. And then I found another story about the hotel, which I was like very excited to find. So there's this Mexican actress, and I don't know her, but she's a Mexican actress. Her name is, right? Yeah. But she's a famous Mexican actress. I just don't watch stuff she's in, I guess, because I only watch novelas. I don't know. And I don't know if she's in novelas. I just don't know her name. I don't know. That's not the point. Her. I'm going on too long about this. Anyway, her name is Marta Higadera, and she was in Zacatecas for like a film festival type thing. And the film festival paid for her to stay at this hotel. And the hotel is beautiful. I'm going to post pictures because it looks so pretty. It's a good looking hotel. And so she sees the hotel and she's like, wow, this place is nice. But she had never heard about its history or what people say about it. Like, she had no idea. So she's in her room, just chilling, you know, after the festival, ready to go to sleep. And her TV turns on by itself. Ooh. And so she gets up, turns it off, gets back in bed. And then she hears a similar staticky noise, like, you know, whatever. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put in a sound effect because I can't do it. But so she turns and looks at the TV. The TV's off, but the sink was on. So she gets up, goes to the bathroom. Turns it off, starts feeling weird, like something strange is going on, but she's like, I don't want to think ghosts. Like, I just, no, that's too scary. So she's like, no, mm-hmm. whatever. So she gets back in bed, and it happens again. The sink turns on by itself again. So she gets up again, then she prays a little bit, and then she gets back in bed and turns the light off. The minute she turns it off and closes her eyes to try and sleep, she feels like she's being watched. So she opens her eyes, and when she does, she sees, like, the figure of a man with a hat on and a mustache.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Why is it always a hat?
And a mustache. No, I don't know if it's... But hat, yeah. So she freaks out, gets under her sheets, and right after she gets under her sheet, she feels the bed sink by her feet.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's the worst. Oh, so then. Yeah. So then she quickly turns, like she gets out from under the sheets, turns the lamp on, and looks around because she's like, what the hell was that? I felt it. I saw someone, but no one is there. And the door's still locked. The windows are closed. No way someone could have actually gone in there, you know, mm-hmm. without her noticing. So she goes to reception. And she's like, are there ghosts here? And the receptionist, instead of saying no, she's like, what did you see?
Oh my God.
And so that immediately she's like, okay, that's probably a yes. And so she doesn't go back to her room. She's like, I'm not going back there. I need my stuff brought out to me. Because she was going to leave, check out in 3 hours anyway. So she just mm-hmm. hangs out at the reception area.
I would have passed out there. I would have been like, this is my new... Ben,
yeah, that's essentially what she does. She's like, either get me a new room or I'm hanging out in here until my ride gets here. And then there's no other room, so she stays at the reception area with all her stuff.
I would too. F that.
Yeah. And so then she's just there talking with the receptionist, but she refuses to tell the receptionist what she saw or anything. And then the receptionist, at some point, she's like, "What, do you want me to tell you about this place?" And she's like, "No, I don't want to hear any of this. I just want to leave. And I'm waiting for my ride." When her ride gets there, the receptionist asks her again, "Seriously, what did you see? Was it this guy?" And she points at a picture hanging behind her. And then Marta is like shocked AF because she looks up and it was the guy she saw on this picture hanging on the wall.
What?
Then the receptionist tells her that when the hotel was a convent, the man had a daughter who was a nun there, and he used to make hefty donations to the convent. And now he, along with nuns, are seen across the hotel. And but that's why his picture's up there, because he was like a donor. Oh. He gave a lot of money to the building. But yeah, that's what she saw.
That is terrifying, though. I mean, I can't blame her. I'd be like, get me the hell out of here, like, now.
Same. And then to see the same picture, that's so unnerving. So even if you don't believe the Extra Normal show and what they did while they were there, her story, I don't know, she, says what she saw. And I'm not one to discount it. That sounds creepy AF, and she has never gone back to that hotel.
I mean, who would? Like, who in their right mind after seeing that would? Like, even say, like, I think anybody, like, skeptic or not, if you see some shit, I mean, that changes everything.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and then I looked up, I don't know why, I looked up TripAdvisor reviews on the place. It has 5 stars, 4 or 5 stars mostly on Google and TripAdvisor. But a lot of the reviews on there say, like, I felt something there, I felt a presence, I saw something, like, people are agreeing that something, there's paranormal stuff in this hotel. Wow. So yeah, that is Hotel Mesón de Jovito. And it's $75 a night to stay there.
That's not actually bad.
No, no.
We're giving our listeners great vacation ideas, I think. If any of you listeners are brave enough to go to some of the places that we have discussed, please tag us in pictures.
Yo, that would be sweet. Because I'm not going to go there. I'm a weenie.
Me too. And wearing a spooky shirt.
Oh my god. What? Yo, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
It'll be like legit. We'll like, I'll post your picture everywhere.
Mm-hmm, same.
Back to my turn then, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, what do I pick? And then I Googled haunted hotels in Latin America. And I got this this amazing list from remezcla.com. which I will link, because it's like actually a pretty good list that we will have to visit. Yeah, we will have to like visit that list again for future episodes, because it's a really good one.
I'm pretty sure that's where I came across my hotel too.
Probably. But I was like, it was good. Like I was like lost, and I was like, I didn't know which one to pick, but I came across the Eden Hotel, and it automatically drew me in because the fact that it has a Nazi connection and it's haunted. And I was like, Nazis, done. Like, I want to be cheese nuts and see what's going on here. There is a theory that Hitler didn't kill himself and that he escaped and made his way to Argentina. There have been many reports of many Nazi leaders living in Argentina and in South America after World War II.
Yeah.
And for several years, I believe the CIA got many tips from people saying, hey, we saw this person. Hey, we saw this person. There's always been people who have claimed to see very prominent Nazi leaders in a few countries in South America, particularly, if I remember correctly, it was Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia. And there have been rumors that Hitler lived out his days in South America.
Oh.
So I don't know what is true, what isn't. But that's a conspiracy theory. So the Eden Hotel was built by a German army officer. And I'm going to butcher these names, but they're Nazis, so nobody gives a shit.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. It was built by German army officer Roberto Balck. I believe. And
was his name Robert, and he changed it to Roberto just because he was in Argentina or what?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Spanish. What is the German version of Robert?
Robert Ein. No, I'm just kidding.
You gotta leave that in.
No, I'm like, I'm lying. I think it's just Robert.
Lying as Robert, changing his name to Roberto. Anyways, so the hotel passed through the hands of several prominent German officials, in particular Walter and Ida Eichhorn, I believe.
Probably.
They had ties to Hitler and the Nazi Party. The Argentinian government seized the property on March 1945 when Argentina declared war against Germany. And they declared that, like, this was a place where Nazi sympathizers would, or a symbol for Nazi Germany, is what they declared.
Oh, yeah.
The conspiracy theory that involves this hotel is that Hitler visited the hotel and stayed with the owners of the Eden Hotel for a while after World War II. Adding a little bit more fuel to the conspiracy theory that Hitler didn't kill himself, but escaped. The Eden Hotel is located in a gorgeous scenic area. It's a very mountainous place, very beautiful. And there, the locals have stories of tunnels that are not on the blueprints for this hotel that go, like, that just stretch that long, you know, many miles of tunnels or something like that.
Oh.
There are rooms that are permanently walled off that have no access to them. But aside from this crazy Nazi connection, there are many stories of this hotel being haunted. Employees and guests at the hotels report seeing a ghost of a child going up and down the stairs. They report shadows where there shouldn't be any, and temperature changes in rooms. The story goes that in 1899, Anna Jamie, who was
Anna Jaime.
Is it Anna Jaime?
They're in Argentina, and it's
true. Like, Anna Jaime, who was 8 years old at the time, had fallen ill with a respiratory infection. Since medicine was not as advanced as it is today, Anna Jaime kept on getting worse, even with the prescribed medication. The family doctor recommended taking Anna to the mountains, where the climate would do some good. However, during this time, there was the weather would not allow the family to make the trip to all the way up to the mountains. So going to the Eden Hotel kept on being pushed back and back. And, you know, Anna was getting worse. And finally, on January 2nd, they were able to make the trip and arrive to Hotel Eden. Anna Jaime seemed to be improving while there. However, before February rolled in, Anna passed away. It is unknown if it was due to the respiratory infection or contaminated milk that he supposedly drank. And yes, Anna Jaime is a boy.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
That's what the article said. Unless, like, the article accidentally put the wrong pronouns in.
Maybe they're right. And it was just, like, my own sexist mind that went straight to...
No, mine did too. And I was like, what?
Thanks, society. I blame society, not myself.
It's no fault of our own. he apparently either, like, drank contaminated milk or something, or, like, spoiled milk that got, you know, made him sick and he died. Or it was that this respiratory infection never went away. So he still appears 100 years later. Many people who've done ghost hunting in this hotel have caught EVPs, shadows, you know,
the works.
Yeah, all the ghostly works. So one thing that I would love for someone to look into is if it's even possible to see what's behind these walled off, sealed off rooms. Because if it's true that Hitler and other Nazi members who did escape to Argentina, if they continued their experiments in this hotel, I want to know. Are the rooms sealed off because it has all this evidence of, like, of what they did and continued to do after World War II? or does it hold like Nazi treasure? Because you know they're like the Nazis looted so much.
They did.
And did they ship it off to South America and it's in this hotel room or hotel room in these rooms that are sealed off? And it's like, you know, nobody goes in there because nobody can go in there. So it's like, what if like behind these walls, there are like a bunch of treasure like that has been lost to history?
Yeah.
And I want to know, like, maybe that, like, the Amber Room, who that is another thing that the Nazi looted.
That, what is that?
Okay, so the Amber Room was this, well, room that was completely made out of amber. And it was constructed in the 18th century in Prussia.
Oh.
And it was something that that the Nazis stole from the Soviets. So it's like this whole thing part. It's one of the biggest Nazi treasure mysteries because it just disappeared off the face of the earth.
People
have been searching for it for years. And I'm like, if there's, you know, there's like this tunnel system. There's these
walls. Has anyone tried to go into these rooms?
Well, I don't know if they tried. I know people have been looking for like the Nazi treasure all over the place. But I don't know if they tried looking like in South America, because there were a lot of Nazis who escaped to South America. And I will go into it in a little bit. So like, what if this like almost legendary, mythical Amber Room is somewhere in South America?
That That's was wild. Like, maybe. Yeah.
I want to know.
Same.
And so the Eden Hotel was permanently closed in the 60s. And it has just been abandoned and it's been looted. So it has this whole like creepy, that's definitely haunted aura. Oh, you know?
So it's still abandoned right now.
Yeah, it's still abandoned. People go in there to like just ghost hunt and stuff. But like, it's just, I don't think it has anyone taking care of it. Cause I saw some videos on YouTube where people go in and it's just like, it's almost like a shell. Like, you know, you have a few things here and there, but yeah. So a couple of Nazis who fled to South America were Adolf Eichmann, Joseph Mengele, Walter Roth, Franz Stangl, Joseph Schwamberger, Eric Priebeck, and Gerhard Bonn, who were all like really, really notorious. Like they were known to be like, they were monsters. They were.
Yeah, definitely. I recognize some of these names. Yeah.
So they all escaped to South America. And so it's not out of the realm of possibility that they came to stay at this hotel at some point in time.
When did the hotel? Oh, I see your notes now. And you already said it, but obviously I wasn't paying attention. So it permanently closed in the 60s.
In the 60s. Yeah. So when did the war end? 1945, right?
Okay, that was my next question because I don't remember.
I believe in 1945 because that's when.
When did the hotel open?
In 1897. So the ghost child happened in 1899, where the child died.
Okay, and then in 1945 they seized the property.
Yeah, when Argentina. So it has a long history. Like even without the Nazis, it's haunted. But you add the Nazi element, and it becomes more like has that evil thing to it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that since the owners were Nazi sympathizers, that at some point in time, members came to stay at this hotel.
Yeah.
And they're not going to just stop being evil all of a sudden. So even after World War II, I'm pretty sure some of them continue to do shady shit. And they're in South America. What does South America have? A lot of brown people that I'm pretty sure they didn't like. And they were like, well.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't doubt it that they continued their Nazi shit even after. But yeah, that is the Eden Hotel. And I was like intrigued. And now I have more questions than I do answers. And I still want to know why no one has knocked down all these walls and stuff, because they have like the wine cellar that you can tell like the walls of the wine cellar didn't always or weren't always walls. You know, you could tell.
Oh, that yeah.
They sealed up something. So I want.
Yeah.
I wish there was more. Unfortunately, all you can have right now is like people who continue to do, like, you know, who explore haunted or abandoned places to tell you these stories, because it's been abandoned for so long.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a little shout out. So shout out to We Have Issues podcast. They're huge supporters of Spooky Tales. You can find them on YouTube by searching We Have Issues podcast, and you can find them on Twitter, twitter.com/ We Have Issues pod. And they're amazing friends of the show. Give them a follow and go subscribe.
Look at you. Sounded like a professional there.
Fake it till you make it, right?
Follow and subscribe. Yeah. How should I end this? I don't know. If you're at a hotel and you don't have children and you hear children's laughter, as always, leave.
And if you hear a nay, if you that's hear a me. Nay.
It's MJ's ghost. And yeah, stay spooky. We'll catch everyone next week. If you're enjoying the show, feel free to leave us a review. You know, a good review, not a bad one.
Like some people.
Yeah, well, because that means they weren't enjoying it. And, you know, if it's not your thing, just, you know, don't leave a 1-star review. Just don't come back.
Exactly.
And if you have a listener, if you have a story that you want us to share on the podcast, please send it to spookytales@gmail.com or send it to us via any of our socials. We love reading them and sharing them. Stay spooky, and we'll catch everyone next week.
Bye.
Bye.